11:30 a.m. down at the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce. They are doing an examination of the state of the biofuels market, the players involved, the hurdles they have to clear to be successful, and the policy and financing of the landscape ahead. It's going to be a big deal. You want to go to this? We've got Chaz Eggert with us. He's the president and the CEO over at OPX Bio. Man, over at OPX Bio. How do you say that, Chaz? How do you say the name of your company?
Good morning, guys. It's Chaz.
Hi, Chaz.
We call it OPX Bio.
Yeah, that's what I call. And you've been around a while, man. You prior to this, you were the president of a $500 million company, $500 million division, in the polymers part of ExxonMobil. So you've had a big job, and now you're out here doing this, and this is exciting stuff.
It's very exciting stuff. Yeah, I do come to OPX Bio from over 30 years in the chemical industry with two or three different companies, but I was really attracted to OPX Bio. And the opportunity to help make a difference in the biofuels and the biochemical space.
And where's OPX Bio based? Here in Colorado?
It's definitely based in Boulder. The technology that the company is commercializing was actually developed at the University of Colorado in Boulder by our founder and CSO, Mike Lynch. And he brought the technology out of the university and founded the company in 2007.
How old is Mike Lynch?
Mike is in his early 30s, so he's a young man straight out of his MD, PhD at the University of Colorado.
Can you imagine that? And you've got 30 years in the biz, so you're working for this young, bright guy that knows his way around the track, and you guys are going to make a big difference in the biofuels world.
It's actually a great combination because Mike and the team that he's built on the technology side is very strong and cutting edge, and then some of us bring some experience on the business side and some contacts that help us get the business up and going on the commercial side.
Chaz, let me ask you, on the commercial side, what is the most readily available biofuel product? And is it biodiesel, or what do you have the best market prospects immediately?
Yeah, it's today the market, as we all know, is mainly corn ethanol.
Yeah.
And the evolution of the market, if we're talking about the United States, is from corn-based ethanol eventually to ethanol that comes from sugars that are derived from non-food plants. We really need to move in that direction. But increasingly, and this is what we'll talk about at the panel later this week, there are other new technologies other than ethanol that are really beginning to emerge out of startup companies and larger companies and come to the marketplace. So these would be things like diesels or biodiesels, alcohols of various types, fuels that are generated from algae.
Wow, that is really cool. Are you guys going to take this company public?
Well, we sure would like to. We've got work to do to prove the technology and get it commercial. And assuming that we do that, and assuming that the market comes around to be some more supportive of IPOs of companies in this space, we really would expect at some point to come public. But we've got plenty of work to do before then.
Will you let us know and keep us posted? If you're doing any kind of money raises or you don't want to just put light on your company, we are a resource for you. Talk about this conference down at the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, the first thing I'd say is it's sponsored by a new organization we formed 18 months ago called the Colorado Clean Tech Industry Association. And this is a group that we've pulled together really to support economic development and job growth in Colorado. The focus of the organization is on clean tech, and it's broader than just biofuels, so it would include solar, wind, smart grid, or energy efficiency, along with bio-based fuels. And the real purpose of the organization is to develop policies, develop the talent that we need, the people that we need to help run these companies, and also the funding and the research or the technology to fuel them going forward. So the program later this week that's being held at the Chamber of Commerce is to put a spotlight on one of the sectors of clean tech called biofuels. And as you guys mentioned in your introduction, we'll feature some discussion by leaders of various companies that are developing new technologies. And the second panel is focused on bringing together people on the finance side, the research side, the policy side, to talk about the challenges of making biofuels a reality.
Let me ask you, let's take a look at the traditional energy companies, you know, your integrated oil companies. Are they a help or a hindrance, or are they neutral on the whole subject? Are they trying to get in that business themselves?
Well, I think there's plenty of example where the companies are actually helping. Some companies are more assertive or aggressive in that, with money and with talent and with support, than others. We see plenty of example, ConocoPhillips, Shell, others that are relevant in the Colorado environment where they're making investment, they're coming alongside small companies, providing development support. And it's real support. It's important support. The reality, though, is, of course, that traditional energy or oil and gas is well established, big, huge, and the infrastructure is well established. So it makes it difficult for new technologies to penetrate into the marketplace. But fortunately, I think these companies are forward enough thinking to recognize that the best companies in the emerging clean tech technologies need to be supported.
And how about at the regulatory side, from the state government, what kind of help or hindrance do you get at that side?
Well, I think one of the things that helps the penetration of new technologies for fuels is the establishment of firm goals for adoption of whether it's biofuel or renewable energy, broadly speaking, including wind and solar. So setting a high bar for the penetration of these new technologies is important. It then motivates technology companies and established players to put their weight, put their money, and put their talent behind developing and commercializing the technology. So the state really helps, or the government, federal as well, really helps by establishing a high bar or a high expectation or target for us to hit with renewable technologies.
Well, that's great stuff, man. Well, I'll tell you, we really appreciate it. Talk about getting a well-spoken person for this meeting. We hit the cover off the ball with you here, sir. So, Chaz Eggert, thank you. And OPX, what's the name of the company one more time?
OPX Bio in Boulder, Colorado.
That's very cool. You come back anytime and just keep in contact with us because you were great. Good luck with your conference, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Man, that guy was good, wasn't he?
He was excellent.
I looked at the resume of that president. The guy, graduated from high school last month. So I think it was unbelievable. Mike Lynch, man, that's really neat, though.
I got to tell you, there are so many bright young people, and the world belongs to them. I got to tell you, it's just amazing sometimes.
It's all in the future. Well, we're going to be back right after this for the final segment of Business for Breakfast. Stick around. Woody and I will be right back. Business for Breakfast.